News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Women are facing significant delays in accessing free HRT therapy. This is just a week after the government launched its new scheme. An Irish Pharmacy Union President, Tom Murray, joins us now this morning. Tom, what is going on here? Why is this happening?
Morning, Ciara. Well, this is just an acute example of a wider problem, Ciara. There are currently approximately 300 commonly used medicines short in Ireland. There is a huge global shortage of medicines, and it's a very common theme. It's not an Irish problem, it's not a European problem, but HRT, people are acutely aware of it because obviously the launch of the free HRT system, which we all welcomed, has obviously been in the media and in the press. And people are witnessing it and are actually seeing examples of where there are delays. The patches in particular, because they're quite complex to make, they take longer and they're taking longer to keep with supply, to be honest with you. The two most popular brands, Estradot and Everil, they're both short in nearly every strength. I know that from the manufacturer of Estradot, they've said that to get sustainable supply, we could be looking at mid-2026.
But why would this have anything to do with the free scheme? Because women didn't go on women are either on HRT or they're not for clinical reasons. So they don't go on it because of the free scheme. So why is the free scheme in any way linked to this?
It's not. This isn't, because there has been a small increase in demand from women accessing the free HRT scheme. It's way too early to say whether that is causing such a level of increased demand that it's exacerbating shortages. The shortages are there across all medicines. HRT is just a very
okay. So this is nothing to do with the free HRT scheme being rolled out this week.
No, I think it's way too early to say that. There has been some increased demand, obviously, because it's now free, and where there was a financial block to ladies accessing care that no longer exists, thankfully. But that's not enough to say that it skewed the supply market. If you look at the recent survey that we've done in the IPU amongst our members, 42% of pharmacists have had over 60 shortages in the last 4 months.
So this is just a generalised issue of short supply of many drugs, including HRT, causing difficulty. Can I ask you, we had you on about a month ago, Tom, and you were saying that because the subsidy to pharmacists was a fiver, etc., that you didn't think people, I have the line, it is unlikely, you do not see pharmacies signing up to the HRT scheme. You thought it was unlikely. 93% of pharmacies have signed up. Are you surprised?
No. At that stage, I didn't think it was likely. What we were looking for was a sustainable service. And the minister had signed off on a greater context of the framework for advanced pharmacy services, future pharmacy services, and addressing the pay problems that have existed in pharmacy for 17 years. So in the wider context, once that was done, I actually, along with the other members of the committee, as the IPU, proposed that people would sign up. And we said that it's time now that we actually move on and that the wider context has been dealt with. So we were happy then that over 93% of pharmacists signed up within a week. Pharmacists have always wanted to support the free access of HRT. In fact, it was us that argued for free HRT in the first place, because when it was first announced, it wasn't free. It was only the product that was free. It was actually the IPU that campaigned to make it cover the service as well.
Can I ask you a last question? Obviously, as you said, this is not to do with the free HRT scheme, but that there is there is a shortage on certain HRT products. If women are attending their pharmacists and their HRT product is in short supply, what should they do?
Talk to their pharmacists. Pharmacists are spending on average 6.5 hours a week dealing with medicine shortages. They take a minimum of 4 actions trying to import alternatives, which are called exempt medicinal products.
No, Tom, what should women do? What pharmacists do is their own business. What should women do
Talk to the local pharmacists to assure them where and when they can get their product. And pharmacists will talk to other pharmacists and say, we have networks where we ask people who has this in stock and we help each other. We will do all we can to try and get the medicine to the
women.
And
should they go back to their GP and look for a different prescription, failing that?
Well, the pharmacist does that on their behalf, which is one of the things we've also called for, is a serious shortage protocol where the pharmacist would be able to substitute the medicine without the patient having to go back to the doctor, so that there's no delay in patient care.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is the president of the Irish Pharmacists Union, Tom Murray.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.